Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I will be talking about DataCore's newest product, Advanced Site Recovery, or ASR, its features, the pros and cons associated with it, how it's similar and different to VMware, and its marketability towards small to mid-sized businesses. With me now to discuss the main features of Advanced Site Recovery is Beth Parisot, Senior News Writer for SearchStorage.com. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you doing, Megan?
Good, how are you?
Great.
Beth, can you explain the main features of DataCore's Advanced Site Recovery?
Sure. Advanced Site Recovery is software which allows users who don't have a dedicated disaster recovery site fail over and fail back to and from multiple remote sites from their main location. So many users with advanced disaster recovery plans that use disk storage, replication, and HA failover have a secondary data center, whether it's their own or a co-location. Some users, especially with virtual servers, would probably like the ability to fail over to a secondary site, and they may already have branch locations, but not one big secondary data center they can afford to let sit idle. So DataCore is trying to present those users with an alternative here.
And what do users need to set it up?
Well, it requires DataCore's SanMelody or SanSymphony storage virtualization software to be installed on all storage nodes involved in the disaster recovery plan. So it's not going to work unless you have a DataCore storage environment. The customer would also install the advanced site recovery software on each of the DataCore nodes and decide which remote sites should take over each workload in case of failure. DataCore is trying to lessen the investment impact a bit by charging by site rather than amount of data moved, so about $2,000 per site for the ASR license. That doesn't include the storage virtualization software. And I think this is where you come to the biggest thing a customer needs, really, a channel partner trained by DataCore to assist in the implementation phase of ASR. And they do have a program set up to do that with their channel partners, and they do most of their sales through the channel. So it's up to the user and that partner or consultant which remote sites can handle which workloads, whether or not those sites will remain hot, meaning they have other workloads going on when there's not a disaster, or cold, basically on standby. They also have to decide how to fail back once a disaster is over if the central location remains available, and whether they want to do that fail back all at once or one application at a time, and which order they want to do it in. So especially for the target market for DataCore, which is small and mid-sized businesses, it does involve some detailed planning, as all disaster recovery does. And I think those users will probably want an expert there to help them with those decisions.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
No problem.
With me now to discuss DataCore's Advanced Site Recovery is Rick Villars, Vice President of Storage Systems and Executive Strategies at IDC. Hi, Rick.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay. Now, this product is meant for organizations without a secondary data center devoted to DR. So, is DataCore going after the SMB market with Advanced Site Recovery?
Sure, Megan, they are. Though you have to always be clear on what you mean by SMB. We're not talking here about just companies with 50 employees all in one building. There are a lot of companies in this space who can have hundreds of employees. The biggest difference here is that they have one large location and then a lot of very relatively small remote sites. So they may have 100 people or so at a central site and then two or three locations where they may have a couple servers in them.
Okay. Now, the benefits of failing over to a secondary site are obvious, but do you think SMBs that may not even currently have a DR plan in place really need this level of protection?
Well, the issue of recovery has become more critical across all companies over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, I remember back in 2004 when they were having all the hurricanes in Florida. I was down there about 4 months afterwards, and this was something that, you know, all companies had come to the realize, whether you were small, medium, or large, was that we had to start thinking about ways of doing disaster recovery when, you know, the main building is gone or is shut down because of either power restrictions or road closures. And so more and more companies are sensitive now that, you know, I need to have my email available. I need to be able to place orders, because more and more of their customers, that's how they interact with them, is online and through those systems. You can't just sort of take orders, write them down, and try and fulfill them 3 or 4 days later. You have to be available.
Right, definitely. Now, advanced site recovery must be somewhat complicated to set up. Does DataCore offer any support to ensure that it's set up correctly and working?
Well, I mean, the issues around site recovery, most of it is the complexity is obviously defining your rules about what you want to recover and how you want to coordinate that. And that's not just advanced site recovery. There's obviously DataCore providing some technology that makes this possible, but you still have to do a lot of this process and thinking work. One of the things that's been the case with DataCore is, you know, they've always relied on their partners, the resellers, to really provide a lot of those value-added services. And I think that has to be the case here as well. The main part here is DataCore providing this capability. It's going to be up to companies to work with their resale partners to make sure that they're implementing in a way that's useful. We're not talking here about, you know, complex disaster recovery where you bring in 10 or 20, you know, applications up concurrently. You know, it's really, you know, prioritize, pick your 2-3 most important applications and make sure that those are recoverable to the right sites. I think the biggest thing is people are going to have to look a little bit at how their wide area networks currently set up. So you can't overlook the network piece of this as you do the planning.
Now, what are the drawbacks of this setup? Is latency a big issue?
Well, latency would be the issue if what we were trying to do here is say, I've put the storage at a remote site and then I'm recovering the servers at the local site. Then you'd have major challenges. The idea behind this type of system is that you've replicated different data to different remote locations, and each one for a specific application. Your latency there is going to be more the classic latency issues that you get with you know, remote access to an application. So again, we're back to, you know, you really ought to think about your WAN links between the remote locations, because part of the reason you may be doing this is because your central data center is not there. Can all the remote offices talk to each other? They may be a little bit slower links, so you'll have to be sensitive to that issue. So be selective about, you know, the applications you're using here and be aware of that. That will be a challenge, but it's certainly something you can manage and plan for.
Now, VMware recently announced proof of concept for data migration over distance. Yep. Can you explain the differences between ASR's functionality and what VMware is working on?
Well, we haven't delved into the specific technology splits right now. I'd say the main variation that you're talking about here is obviously VMware is doing this development. In a sense, we're recognizing that people maybe want to, you know, take a specific application on a specific server and move that data to another server. And I think it's a fairly straightforward utility that's going on there. What DataCore is trying to do with ASR is to provide a little bit more and broader process around that so that you can do a bit more coordination across multiple servers concurrently or multiple data sets. I do think over time you'll find that these become complementary, and this is the direction we see is a lot of efforts to take advantage of the function in VMware or Hyper-V if that's what people are starting to use. But at the same time, you either, you know, extend the value through the storage systems for either better performance or better scale. But really it's about coordinating the processes across those two different things, and that's where the work has to be done.
Okay. Thank you, Rick, for that update.
My pleasure, Megan.
And that's all the information we have for you today. For more information on advanced site recovery and other disaster recovery products, visit searchdisasterrecovery.com. I'm Megan Kellett, and have a great day.